From Tidbits on November 30th, 2009, this is the audio edition of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates for November 30th, 2009, written by Tidbits staff. Server Admin Tools 10.6.2. Apple has released an update to its Server Admin Tools package that enables users to manage macOS 10 Server 10.6.2. In the latest version, the Server Admin application is more stable. The Setup Assistant now enforces LOM password length requirements during setup. Server Preferences now includes an option for adding guest access for file sharing. The System Image Utility now includes NetBoot NetInstall model filters for Macs produced in October 2009. Workgroup Manager has resolved two different issues with creating users via the user interface. And the Xgrid admin now enables you to connect to macOS 10 Server 10.5 Leopard Xgrid controllers. Complete release notes are available on Apple's website. The update is recommended for remote administration of Snow Leopard Server and is available via software update or the Apple Support Downloads page. 1Password 3.0. Agile Web Solutions has released a significant update to the popular password management utility 1Password. Version 3.0 includes an overhauled interface, a new 1Password Anywhere feature that enables you to access all your information securely from other computers, a new interface for organizing software licenses, the capability to add file attachments to any 1Password file, added browser extensions that enable you to edit information directly in your browser window, and the capability to organize your information by tags. Also, a new Selective Sync feature gives you more control when syncing with your iPhone or iPod Touch, and an account's vault type has been added for storing passwords and information for programs that work outside of a browser, and a new Smart Search enables you to search with multiple filters. Full release notes are available on the Agile Web Solutions website. Snaps Pro X 2.2.2. Ambrosia Software has released a minor maintenance update to Snaps Pro X, the popular still image and video screen capture utility. Version 2.2.2 updates the program's framework to maintain compatibility with a new 13-inch MacBook Pro running macOS 10 10.6.2 and fixes an issue with console warnings during the use of full-screen applications. Wiretap Studio 1.1.0. Version 1.1.0 of Wiretap Studio, Ambrosia Software's audio recording and editing tool, primarily updates the program's framework to maintain compatibility with the new 13-inch MacBook Pro running macOS 10 10.6.2. Other changes include the capability to record audio playing to all output devices, the reinstatement of the French localization, and the inclusion of Ambrosia Audio Support Kext 3.2, which ensures proper loading on PowerPC-based systems running macOS 10 10.4. Also, drifting no longer occurs when recording from multiple sources, a crashing bug that was occasionally triggered by opening MP3 files has been fixed, session window sorting now behaves properly, and an issue with the Save Selection As command has been addressed. PopChart 10.4.3. Ergonus Software has published a maintenance update to PopChart 10, the long-standing tool for finding and inserting special characters anywhere you can type text. The latest version improves Snow Leopard's compatibility, adds support for font collections in macOS 10's font panel and font book, adds Unicode 5.2 support, adds a check for updates menu item, improves the installation and update process, and enhances the clipboard save and restore processes. Also, a handful of bugs have been fixed, including one that caused invalid clipboard contents to lead to a higher CPU load, one that prevented default buttons and sheets from being highlighted, one that caused bookmarks to be created for every piece of copied text when working with Microsoft Word, and several known memory leaks. Full release notes are available on Ergonus Software's website. Electric Sheep 2.7b19c. Scott Draves has released the latest official version of the dazzling community-based screensaver Electric Sheep. The update adds two distinct modes for the program's multiple display support, the capability to switch VBL synchronization on or off, more precise information in the download status display, and a more dynamic remaining time display. Also, the next sheep to play is now calculated in the background, downvoted sheep are now properly deleted, partially downloaded sheep that were being considered complete are now recognized properly, and the shortcuts for function keys have been reorganized. To learn more about electric sheep, see Top 10 Screensavers for the 21st Century, published on February 23, 2009. A full list of changes is available on the Electric Sheep website. Notebook 3.0 V366. Circus Pony Software usually updates its popular note-taking software Notebook quietly, with upgrades noted primarily via the application itself. The list of features and bug fixes has grown significantly since Tidbits last covered the program. Added features include Snow Leopard support, improved Spotlight importer performance in Tiger and Leopard, French and German localizations, the capability to highlight text in shapes and sticky notes, support for UC Logic tablets, and increased support for Bluetooth-connected tablets. Other additions include a recent changes menu item that enables users to view update changes, an open with contextual menu item for text attachments, a delete contextual menu for attachments that are aligned right or left, and options for shapes, stickies, and flags on the toolbar's view control. Many bugs have also been addressed in the updates leading up to the latest version. Among these is a bug that caused the select all command to select a page's background shape, an issue that caused sticky notes to crash, a problem that occasionally prevented sticky notes from being edited, a crashing bug related to transferring Spotlight comments when rebuilding damaged notebooks, and an issue that caused empty text shapes to generate errors when exporting to a website. Also fixed is a bug that caused images to appear flipped at times, a crashing bug related to closing notebooks, a couple of issues related to working with due dates, and several bugs related to localizations. Full release notes from all the updates since 3.0 v335 can be found on the Circus Ponies website. Camino 2.0. The Camino project has released a significant update to the Mac-focused Gecko-based web browser Camino. The latest version has been upgraded to version 1.9 of Mozilla's Gecko rendering engine, adds Grouse support, improves full keyboard access in the browser window, enhances pop-up blocking, and heightens security with increased malware and phishing protection. The update also improves tabbed browsing by enabling users to rearrange tabs and providing a new tab overview feature. Mailplane 2.1. Uncomplex has released a notable update to Mailplane, its webkit wrapper for Gmail that maintains Gmail's interface while adding standard Mac OS X features like drag and drop, growl notifications, and screenshot capabilities. Changes include new service menu items, the capability to insert images into message bodies, the option to have multiple rich text signatures, usage of Gmail's offline capabilities, and an added warning when leaving a message with unsafe changes. Also, AppleScript support has been enhanced, new chat notifications have been added, and the screenshot button and menu item are now always enabled. A full list of changes is available on Uncomplex's website. Apple Printer Driver Updates. Apple has released several updates to its printer drivers for macOS 10.6 Snow Leopard. The updates include the latest drivers for printers from HP version 2.3, Canon version 2.2, Brother version 2.2, and Lexmark version 2.1. More information on installing printer software updates, including a list of supported printers, is available on Apple's website. Fetch 5.5.3. Fetch Softworks has updated its long-standing file transfer software, Fetch, with a handful of bug fixes. Version 5.5.3 eliminates bugs that could generate an 8905 error when opening Fetch or saving shortcuts in Snow Leopard that caused occasional freezes when quitting, that caused the copy cursor to be displayed when moving a file, that sent redundant server messages to the transcript window, and that prevented some items from appearing in a parent folder's file list after having been moved into the parent folder. You can read the full release notes available on the Fetch Softworks website. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McLean, and thanks for listening.